काल दर्शन विशाल केश भूषण सुशांत कांत पालकम् नमामि साई शंकरम् अनेक नाम धारिणम् सनातनात्म दर्शकम् विनोद विश्व पोषकम् मनोविलास पूरकम् अनंत प्रेम सागरम अनंत शांतिदायकम निरंतरम भजाम्यहम कृपाकरम प्रभाकरम अखंड विश्वनायकम प्रचंड कार्य साधकम अचिंत्य ज्योति रूपिणम दयादि भाव प्रेरकम सुदेय हस्त सोचकम प्रभाव भाव सावरम त्वमेव सर्व पावनम ममात्म शक्ति कारणम सुकाल भक्त पालकम सदानुकूल कारकम विशाल भाव मूर्तिकम सुशील साई चिन्मयम नवीन वैनिकम प्रसाद सर्वरक्षकम सुकर्म मोती राघवम सुभावनात्म मानुषम सुरेश्वरम मुनीश्वरम महेश्वरम साईश्वरम विभूतिधारी सुंदरम यजामि तत्परात्परम त्रिलोक भोजनायकम विनीत भक्त पालकम सुनीति प्रीतिदायकम विभूति दान शंकरम प्रशांति वासी मोहकम सुशांति मार्गदर्शकम प्रकांति शोभितम मुखम सदा करोमि चिंतनम महारुणज्ञ राघव प्रसन्न रूपी माधव परंतु वद्य साईनाम एक देव रूपिनम नमामि परतिनायकम स्मरामि शिरदि पालकम सदा विधात वायनम त्वमेव साई सुंदर 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 त्वमेव साई
of my life, please be with me.
Every single act of mine, be thou my God. Every moment of my life, please be with me.
Every single act of mine,
be thou my God. Baba, Sai Baba.
Through the rain. नमस्ते प्रेमरूपाय, नमस्ते परमात्मने, नमस्ते शिरडीनाथाय, नमस्ते सत्यसाईने, मन्नाथ श्री जगन्नाथो मद्गुरु श्री जगद्गुरु, ममात्मा सर्वभूतात्मा तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। माय बिलेवड बाबा, रिवियर एल्डर्स, माय डियर ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स, विद द ग्रेस ऑफ भगवान बाबा, विथ हिज डिवाइन ऑथॉरिटी एंड विल, एट द वेरी आउटसेट आई एक्सप्रेस माय deepest sense of gratitude to my beloved Bhagwan for having arranged yet another puppet show in his immediate divine presence. I distinctly remember it was a Thursday morning. We were in Sai Shruti. The morning routine used to be that we used to meet Bhagwan Baba between 6:45, 7 o'clock in the morning. Bhagwan very graciously used to come and give darshan inside Sai Shruti. And then Bhagwan used to bless us with having breakfast with him. That morning, every lele, I used to go for a morning walk after the morning omkar and suprabhadam. And those of us who have been to Kodaikanal, it's a very beautiful place, and it becomes all the more gracious and beautiful and magnificent when the divine presence itself is there. And when we came back to the Sai Shruti lounge, and Bhagwan appeared, and as Bhagwan was in the midst of us, Bhagwan very, first of all, he was scanning all of us, you know, like you go for the MRI scan, the CT scan. The way he looks at you, he looks through and through you, because he knows everything. I remember one American devotee once asked Swami that, Baba, how do you know everything? Swami simply smiled and told him, he said, Bangaru, I know everything because I am everything. Anyway, the Swami looked at me and he said, Puppet, what is today? So I said, Baba, Dev Guru Sahas Brahaspati Var, meaning Guru Var. While I was going for a walk, I was thinking about Bhagwan Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa Deva and his direct disciples. Swami Vivekananda, Swami Shivananda, Swami Abhayananda, Swami Turiyananda, Swami Brahmananda, who became the first president of Ramakrishna Mission. And Bhagwan, knowing my ini antaryami, ni sarva antaryami, ni radai nivasi. So he told me, what were you thinking this morning? So I said, Baba, I was thinking about master and his direct disciples. Normally there is no morning session in Sai Shruti. Because Bhagwan used to spend some time and then we used to have quick breakfast, and then Bhagwan is always ever anxious to go and meet his children and give divine darshan. But that day he was in a different mood and he said, Puppet, baat karo. Like I'm talking to in front of him, it is in my divine presence. So whatever little that I know about the relationship between Swami Vivekananda, when he came with the young Narendra and Rakhal Maharaj, who later on became Swami Brahmananda, I started talking about them. Bhagwan was all attention, you know. This is the amazing thing about Baba. When you are with him, you are the most important person in the life. Those of us who have been blessed to be inside the interview room and had the interaction with him, we have experienced that when you are in front of him, you are the person. His mind is focused only on you and you alone. Chitta ekagra vritti. Anyway, so Swami, after having listened to my upanyas, as they call it in Telugu, by the way, I am not a speaker, you know, I am only a big zero, I am only a puppet. I speak what he wants me to speak. As a matter of fact, the matter of the fact is that he allows me to speak what he wants to hear. Anyway, after the talk was over, Swami said that, Puppet, you have been always talking about Swami Vivekananda and Ramakrishna. When are you going to develop that intensity and loyalty which Vivekananda had for his master? Brothers and sisters, this is the part one of the puppet show today. I want to share my thoughts with you that what exactly Bhagwan wants us to do, live with him and live the art of living with him. What kind of intensity is he expecting from us? And prior to that, what kind of loyalty that he expects as a living master? I remember once I was going back after the evening session and I was near the Ganesh gate. One faculty member, young member, he came to me and he said, this was sometime in the year 2012, you know. And he asked me that, Puppet sir, there is a lot of talk in the air that Baba is going to reappear. I looked at him, I smiled at him and I asked him, I said, my brother, when did Baba disappear that he has to reappear? Huh? When did he disappear that he has to reappear? He is with us. Now and here. If I am not able to see, it is the fault of my own eyesight. If I go to the doctor and if I can tell him that, look, I am not able to see properly, what will doctor say? He will examine and he will say that, sir, you have got a cataract and needs to be removed. There is nothing wrong with the machine. There is nothing wrong with your eyesight. You got avaranam, as Bhagwan says it in Sanskrit. So Swami asked me this wonderful question that when are you going to develop that intensity? Swami Vivekananda once very beautifully said that there are three things that one needs to be considered. Persistency, consistency and intensity. If there is persistency, then the consistency drops. If the consistency and persistency is maintained by His grace, then the intensity drops. Every day morning I decide to do 21 Omkar. Every day morning I get up 5 o'clock in the morning and sit in front of Him and I try and recite the Suprabhatam. First day I am very enthusiastic. Second day I am yawning. Third day, today I think it's Saturday, you know, I half day. Tomorrow is Sunday. Last night I came back, you know, Saturday night fever. अरे कल तो छुट्टी है, कल आराम करो. बाबा किधर जाने वाला है? बाद बाबा तो इधर ही है. इवन मंडे बाबा, आई सी यू ऑन मंडे. अवर इंटेंसिटी ड्रॉप्स. द रीजन इज वेरी सिंपल, दैट वी हैव नॉट अंडरस्टूड द एग्जैक्ट गेम विथ बाबा. ही इज भावप्रिय. He is looking at your intensity. It really doesn't matter whether you sit with Him for 1 hour or 1 minute. That's enough. That is why Swami once very beautifully told me, play while you play, eat while you eat, sleep while you sleep, and pray while you pray. Brothers and sisters, please, I'm telling you about my own self, but if you take it personally, I'll be very happy. When you are eating, are you really eating? You are also talking on mobile. The television is also on. You need sabji, you will not even talk to your wife, you will say, thoda aur dalo. She will ask you, how is it? Chala santosham. You are eating also, you are drinking also, you are watching also, you are talking on mobile also. Is it eating? When I am praying, I am thinking of 101 things simultaneously except the prayer. When I watch India versus Pakistan, invariably I want India to win. Even if they are useless team. Why? After all, Pakistan is also my brother. Let the best team win. But my loyalty is to my own team. I am a great fan of Manchester United. Huh? They get beaten up by a useless Premier club. And yes, I say that Manchester United is number one, like hell. So when I pray, I don't pray. When I play, I don't play. When I sleep, I don't sleep. Half of the time I want to dream, half of the time I am worried about the things which are going to happen next day morning. And during late time, I am lying, telling lies. At night time, I am only lying on the bed. I am not sleeping. After 8 hours of sound sleep in the morning, when I wake up, my body is tired, I am yawning. Raat ko neend theek nahi aaya, to kya karta tha? Sota tha ya smarta tha? After 8, Paramahansa Yogananda, the great spiritual master, once said very beautifully that when you have yoga nidra, 1 hour sleep is enough, as good as having 8 hours of sound sleep. I leave these thoughts with you, that how many of you practice yoga nidra? My brother Ved Narayan, who is an expert, is a master of Sanskrit scriptures. He knows exactly the meaning of yoga nidra. Huh? So when I am playing, I am not playing. When I am praying, I am not praying. When I'm eating, I'm not eating. When I'm sleeping, I'm not sleeping. Then what the hell you are doing? Huh? The only thing which we are doing, I'm repeating in Swami's own words. Swami once told me, puppet, khana, peena, sona, marna. That's all you are doing. Loading, unloading. Let's get back to the main subject. We were talking about the question that Swami raised, which is the $1 million question. When are you going to develop that intensity and loyalty that Swami Vivekananda had for his own master? It is said in the scripture that the loyalty is expressed in various ways, but there are fundamental four things. It is very well explicitly explained in the scriptures. Your loyalty should be to, first of all, to the name and form. Nama Rupa. Your Nishtha, your Astha, your Saddha, your sense of explicit and implicit and unquestionable, irrevocable devotion is to the name and the form. If I say that Satya Sai Baba is my master, then there is no substitute for the mother. My auntie is very good, she is very beautiful, she is a very good cook, but she can't be a replacement for my mother. Can she be? So when I said that I am a devotee, first of all, it's a $1 million question. Am I a devotee of Baba? Am I devoted to his teaching? Am I a follower of his Baba? Do I follow his footsteps? He says, take one step and I will take 100. Have I taken the first step? I'm hesitant. I'm not sure that he's really going to follow me and he's going to take 100 steps. I remember once I came with a group from United Kingdom. I've been coming with Bhagwan Grace with various groups for last 24 years. And we had one Gujarati behen, you know, one sister. Amma had written a very beautiful, loving letter to Baba in Gujarati. And she told me that, Ajit bhai, I want to give this letter to Swami. I said, Amma, keep it quiet. We have just come. Let us settle down first. When Swami will call us for interview, we'll give it to him. Her first reaction was, does Baba know Gujarati? Will he read my letter? I mean, what she was trying to imply was that will he understand Gujarati or not? Our own limitations are imposed on God. This is the height of nonsense that we are practicing. So first is Rupa and Nama. Are we loyal to this form and name? The one who was Nirgun, Nirakaram, Niranjanam, Nirlepam, Nishitam, Nirdosham, for our sake assumed the form, and now he has gone back and assumed his real identity, which is Aham Nirvikalpo, Nirakar Rupo, Vibhur Vyapta Sarvatra, Sarvendriyanam, Sadame Samaswam, Namuktirnamandam, Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. We heard yesterday Swami singing. That is his reality. Shivam Shantam Advaitam. That is his truth. Satchit Anandam. That is the nearest that you can describe Satya Sai Baba. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. That is his beauty. So tonight, brothers and sisters, after having celebrated the Vedapurusha Sapta Jnana Yagna and the Vidwan Mahasabha and the Gram Seva, the Ram Seva, the Prem Yagna will continue continuously. Eternal. Satya Sanatanam, Nitya Nutanam, Purana Puratanam. But let us now tonight contemplate that, am I loyal to my master? Am I loyal to his name and form? Right from my childhood, my father made me a devotee of Krishna. I love Krishna. But when I come to Satya Sai Baba, I told Swami once in the interim, I said, Baba, with due respect, I have not seen Krishna. I don't think anybody in this audience in last 5,000 years can claim with authenticity that he has seen Krishna in his real form. You might have visualized him out of his grace, he might have appeared in your dream. That's beside the point. I have not seen Krishna. I have not seen Rama. I only heard about him. But I know for fact, and I'm telling you the truth, that if there was Krishna, he must be like Sai Baba. He can't be other than that. If there was Maryada Purushottam Ram, then he must have been the embodiment of Satya Sai Baba. There could not have been anything, any other substitute. Am I loyal to this understanding, first of all? Many times Bhagavan has said, and how painful it must be for him, that you all claim that you are my devotees and I have yet to find a true devotee. Didn't he say that? How painful it is that my mother taught me ABCD and she expected me to learn Shakespeare, and after having done my graduation I say, I don't know what is the spelling of puppet. Buddhi ledu. Akkal nahi hai, khopdi nahi kaam karta hai. And then I go about in the society and I say that I am a Satya Sai Baba devotee. Not only that, I go and tell them I am a follower of Satya Sai Baba. I go one step forward and I say that I am a divine instrument of Baba. It's a height of joke. Swami Vivekananda, if you read the entire life of Swami Vivekananda, he has never ever said that he is a devotee of Ramakrishna Mission. He has never said that I have been a direct disciple of Bhagavan Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. It is the we people that you told him. An American devotee once in California asked Swamiji Maharaj, that Swamiji, you have been always giving us divine discourses on karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, rajavidya, rajaguhya yoga. But you have never spoken a word about your master. Swamiji simply smiled. And what a fantastic statement he made. He said, my brother, If I were to speak about my master, it is like a monkey who is drawing the picture of a man. I am my master's slave. I am my master's slave. That is my relationship with my master. Avatarvani, Brahmavani, whatever he said, that is the truth. What is described in Veda, with due respect to Vedam, is not to be vouchsafed to realize and make us understand that what Swami says is Vedam. What Swami says is Vedam. Not what Vedam says is Swami. Swami is not Satya Swarupa. Satya is Sai Swarupa. Swami is not Prema Swarupa. Swami is Prema is Sai Swarupa. Somebody told me that Baba is the ocean of compassion. I said, my friend, you got a wrong understanding. It's half truth. Baba is not the ocean of compassion. Baba is compassion. Baba is the embodiment of mercy. This is the sign of a loyal person. When we say Sarvadevata Swarupa, when we go to Srinivasa, Tirupati Vasa, when we see Lord Venkateshwa, we only see the idol. That too for a minute I am told. You see, you are always hushed about, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. When you come here, Bhagavan once told me, when you say Om, you are at home. When you come here and enter and sign Kulmantol, you said, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry Om, hurry Om, hurry Om. You remember Hari Om. Moment Aarti is then, you said, hurry Om, hurry Om, hurry Om. Let's go home. So brothers and sisters, I am taking the liberty of asking this fundamental question. Am I loyal to my master? Is my loyalty consistent, persistent and intense? Swami once told me, puppet, you know what is the meaning of intensity? Intensity of that man who is in desert at 12 in the afternoon and is dying for a drop of water. That is intensity. His mind is focused only on one, that drop of water which saves his life. Bhagavan Ramakrishna Paramahamsa Deva has said a very beautiful parable, and Bhagavan also many times reminded us that a disciple once came to Guru Maharaj and he said, I want to realize God. He said, my son, it's a good idea, let's come with me. He took him near to the nearest pond and, you know, drowned him. And he makes sure that he doesn't get time to breathe, and he was inside underwater for a couple of minutes. When he came out, he asked him, how was it? He said, I was breathing. I thought I'm going to die. He said, that is intensity. That is the level of intensity. Have I developed that loyalty and intensity? So first is Nama Rupa. Second is His Paramadhama. Puttaparthi, the place where Baba was born, he gave his every drop of blood for you and me. We should be loyal to this place. Somebody asked me after the evening bhajan one day when I was going back to my room, it's a puppet. They all talk about legacy, legacy, legacy. What do you think about the legacy of Swami? Who is the legacy? I said, you and me. We are the legacy, brothers and sisters, of Satya Sai Baba, the living master. No master, I am saying with confidence and authenticity, no master in the history of humanity has left such infrastructure anywhere in the world for his devotee. What Swami has done it? No master. You go back to the history of world. Bhagavan Ramakrishna Paramahamsa Deva, great spiritual master, when he was in Dakshineshwar, he was living in a small room. He was an ordinary priest in the physical sense of Kali temple. Paramahamsa Yogananda Deva, when he went down to United States of America, he only went with the blessing of Yukteswar Maharaj, his Guru Maharaj. It is only we, the devotees of Bhagavan Baba, when our little Swami, I am taking the liberty of saying about his physical size, mind you, he is not little. He is the mightiest of the mighty. He sits in the little room, under the fan. You all are sitting under the ceiling which is made of gold. For our sake, he did everything until the very last moment. And I forget about it. And then say that I am a devotee of Baba. I think I should go for a mental checkup. So first is Nama and Rupa. Am I loyal to my master in his form? This very form. I remember once I was in the interview room. There were some Italian devotees. I'm sharing because I've got nothing to hide. Neither have to fear anything. Because Bhagwan, Lord Vasudev Krishna told Arjuna in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita that the first characteristics of a devotee is Abhayam Sattva Samsiddhi. Be fearless. When your heart is pure, where is there to fear? Fear of what? The greatest fear of man is what? Death. Swami once told me, a puppet, you will not die until I give permission to Yamraj. He can't touch you. He can't come near you. Cheh! What can he touch you? Anyway, let's go back to what I was saying. Nama, Rupa, Dhamma. Next is Sai Parivar. This is all, I'm not repeating, I'm not making it by the way. This is all laid down in the scriptures. This is how a true devotee of God expresses his loyalty to his master. He is loyal to the name. He is loyal to the form. He is loyal to the place where he took the birth and where he commenced his ministry and the mission and the vision. There are devotees of Radhaji. You know, they only go to Vrindavan. If you ask them to go to Mathura, they say, no, we are not interested. When Ankur came, you know, when Uddhavji came and told Krishna, sent him as an ambassador, that go and tell Gopika about who am I. Gopika, did they accept it? They virtually told in our physical term, get lost, you know. We know of our Krishna who used to play the flute. We know our Krishna who used to do Rasalila with us. Don't come and teach me that he is a Brahman. For us, Krishna is the embodiment of love. That's what matters to me. Period. Have I understood this aspect? Nama, Rupa, Dhamma. Am I loyal to this place? Do I believe... Brothers, don't misunderstand me. How many of you think that this Prashanti Nilayam belongs to you? When you get electricity bill, do you ask your neighbor to go and pay the bill or you go in yourself? The maintenance, the sustenance, the beauty and the enhancement and the empowerment of this place is the responsibility of Papad and all of you. I remember once I came in with a group in 1990s. I'm going back to 89 and 90s when I started coming over here with the group. Swami once told me that, Papad, when you go to the canteen and if you find that something is dirty, don't come and go and complain to administration. You go and clean it. It's your place. Huh? You don't expect Lord Indra to come down and shower, you know. Then he will get it clean. Cheh. Aisa nahi hota hai. Tum khud karo na. Finding fault is very easy. Rectification is great difficulty. It's a sadhana. So first is Nama, Rupa, Dhamma. Next is Parivar. Ever, are we honest with our own family? I'm not talking about the physical family. Who is Swami's family? If you read Vishnu Sahasranam, what is the first sloka? Vishvam Vishnumayam. Huh? Sarvam Vishnumayam, Sarvam Sri Sai Mayam, Omkar Nadmayam, Om Shiva Shakti Mayam, Pranavakara Brahma Sarupam. That is Sai family. Expansion is my life. Everything and anything that belongs to Swami and that is my family. I remember it was the 15th of January, year 2011. You all know that Bhagwan took Mahasamadhi on 24th of that fatal day. I was very fortunate at about 9:30 in the night, I was with Swami in Yajur Mandir. Swami had called me. And Bhagwan very graciously, although he had very great difficulty at physical level to speak because he was only simply whispering. I don't have to describe it. Swami told me, Puppet, it is not the fatherhood of God which is at stake. It is the brotherhood of man which is the problem. Every religion says, what does Jesus Christ say? My father in heaven. In Islam he said, Allah Miyah, Alhamdulillah, Insha'Allah. Every religion says that God is our father. The problem is our brotherhood. I would like to tell a joke. You know, many times Simon used to enjoy the jokes which I used to narrate. But this is the real thing which I experienced when I was working in Lagos, Nigeria, before I came to London. One day one guy came to meet me, and he came with another friend of his. So I asked him, I said, who is this? He said, he's my brother. So I thought that, as we say, you know, he's my brother, I thought that they are both brothers. He said, brother, huh? Same father, different mother. We call ourselves brother. And our relationship is not brotherly. I see Amma, and I recognize her as a woman, and not as my mother. Swami said, if you say that Sai is your father, that's why he assumed the name Sai Baba. Sai, I, Mai, Rai. And then he said, I am Baba. Baba in every language of the world is father. If you say that he is your father, then what is our relationship? Brothers and sisters. Is that not so? So Bhagwan that day very painfully told me that, Papat, it is not the fatherhood of God that is going to be a problem. The problem is the brotherhood of man for which you got to work. Expansion is our life. Everyone belongs to me because everybody, all noems are his. All forms are his. If that is the case, then where is the difference? Then where is the distinction? Then where is the division? So let's go back to the real point. We were talking about loyalty. First is Nama and Rupa. Then is Dhamma, his place of birth. Every atom of this entire complex is sanctified and purified by his touch. This is Punya Bhumi, Karma Bhumi, Tirtha Bhumi, and Tyaga Bhumi. Bhagwan himself used to say this. I am repeating whatever I have learned sitting at the divine lotus feet of my beloved Baba. Let's move on. The next is Sai Parivar, which I very briefly explained. His family is not his immediate family. Are he said very categorically, Name Mrutyu Shanka, Name Jati Bheda, Pita Naiva, Me Naiva, Mata Na Janma, Na Bandur Na Mitram, Guru Naiva Sishyam, Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. Na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham, na mantro, na tirtham, na veda, na yagna. Aham bhojanam naiva bhojyam na bhokta chidananda rupa. I am eternal. I am that sachit ananda. I am that divine principle, all pervading Mahavishnu. That is omnipresent, omniscient and omnipotent. I am beyond time and space. Then how do we bind him with the family? His family is in the entire universe. And if we become that, we are the wave, that ocean, then everything is mine. I'm telling you very honestly, when I come to this place, I don't feel that I come to a strange place. I feel that I have come to my own home. This place belongs to me. Legally it may not be. I don't care about that. But spiritually the fact is that this place belongs to me. It belongs to my father. It is my duty to ensure that this place maintains its sanctity, purity, divinity, unity, and finally, its sanctity. The vibration which he has created, the energy that he has infused, the divine blessing that he has showered me in each and every one of us, that must be my real experience. Who said that this chair is empty? This chair is there. I remember we were in Trai Vrindavan. Those of us who have been to Trai Vrindavan in Trai session, fortunately my brother students, they know, the old timers, that there is a very beautiful door between the central dome and the room where Bhagwan used to sit on the swing, you know, and then we used to have the Trai session. But there is a very beautiful, exclusively carved wooden door. Bhagwan one day asked me, he said, Papa, what is that? So I said, Baba, it's a wooden door. He said, is that so? What else? I said, Baba, there are some very beautiful architectural, wonderful, you know, carvings. He said, is that so? I said, you know, I was running out of my English. You know, as it is, my English is very poor, although I live in London. So I said, Baba, it's very beautiful. He said, is that so? Baba wanted to teach me a lesson and also learn. He said, puppet, for you it's a wooden door. For me it is pure consciousness. Wow, what a statement he made. What a profound thing he said. Everything that he perceived is divine. He said, see only good. When puppet entered into the Prashanti Nilayam first time through this Dashavatar gate in 1982, Bhagwan only see goodness in me. That's why he allowed me to come. He accepted the way you are. Is there anybody in this crowd who was asked, what is your qualification? What is your social standing? How much bank balance you have got? How many sins you have committed? How serious you are about your sadhana? Nothing. Did you go for the Suprabhatam today? Has Swami has asked anybody? No, it's up to you. You are doing it for your own self, not for me. He accepted the way we are. He only sees goodness in us. That's why his teaching was, see no evil, see only good. That's what he practiced. That's why he said, my life is my message. And still I don't understand. I remember somebody in London told me that Baba has predicted that such and such thing is going to happen. Is it true? I said, my friend, let me be honest with you. Baba is not a Jyotish sitting under a tree. Who charges £50 and tells you your palmistry and your... He looks at your panchang and he says, Shani is very heavy on you. Baba does it. He doesn't predict it. Dharana Shakti. Sankalpa Shakti. Sarjan Shakti. Swami once told me, Sarva Mantra Tantra Yantra Swarupaya Sai Nathaya Namo Namaha. Puppet, remember that and practice it. I'm telling you the truth. In Sai, in Trai Vrindavan, one Swami took me inside the inner room and he told me, I was going back to London, he said, puppet, I bowed down to him, Swami gave him prasadam out of love and compassion, and he told me that, puppet, jata hai? I said, Baba, aapke aashirvaad mein London jata hun. Then he told me, Sarva Mantra Tantra Yantra Swarupaya Sai Nathaya Te Namo Namaha. Yad Rakhna. Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Adi Shakti, Para Shakti, Maha Shakti. If that is the embodiment of this being, and then we ask this stupid question that he has disappeared, when he's going to reappear. And then I say that I am loyal to him. Not only that, I go and tell people I understand Swami. I know his expectations. There are many people, they talk like that, you know. Are Veda clearly declares, Yato Vacho Nivartante Aprapya Manasa Saha. He is beyond time and intellect and space and your intellect and body and mind and everything. That shining, blazing sun, which you can't even see at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, even for a second. Vedas declare, Surya Koti Samaprabha, isn't it? Millions of suns put together. That is his majesty. That is his splendor. That is his power. That is his beauty. That is his brilliance. And yet I, wearing, you know, sunglasses, Reban, Salman Khan, and then I say, Dabang, that I know Baba. It's a joke, I tell you. I'm addressing my brother students, you know, I'm taking the liberty of saying that. That verify your bearing first. You are living with the living master. Swami Vivekananda never said a word that he knows his master. He only simply said it is like a monkey drawing the picture of a man. He compared himself to be an ordinary monkey. So let's go back to the main point again. Loyalty to his name and form. Nama Rupa. Then loyal to the dham, the place where he is born, and every everything is sanctified and purified by his mere presence. We should be loyal to that. Next, his parivar, Vishnu, Vishnumayam. We are part of that ocean. How can we say that I am a bigger wave? I am a mighty wave. Aray, you are only a droplet of the drop, which out of his mercy you are here. So you become part of Sai family. Not because of the merit and qualification. Nah. Swami Abhedananda, a great spiritual master himself and a direct disciple of Bhagavan Ramakrishna Paramahamsadeva, while invoking the blessing of the mother, says, Ahetu kiti karuna kilate sabhava. Drushta kathoradaya apite bhajante. Tvameva sarva jagatam janani prapatri. Shri Shardeshwari Rami tava suprabhatam. O divine mother, thinking that you are so embodiment of pure seed, pure mercy and compassion, my stone heart melts. And I beseech your divine blessing that you accept me as your son. Lord Shankara, the embodiment of the supreme knowledge, said, Matsam pataki nahi tatagdam papagninga soma evam nyatva sada devi yatha yogyam tatha kuru. That must be my loyalty. Because I do not have the loyalty, I question his judgment. I question his wisdom. I question his timing also. Baba ko letter diya, ek hafta ho gaya, kuch nahi hua. Idhar Ganesh gate ke upar 10 baar chakkar lagaya, 3 nariyal phoda, kuch nahi hua. Is that so easy? You think Pandit Ravi Shankar is the idiot that he gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning even at this age and he does practice of sitar. And some joker comes and says that I will teach you sitar in 3 months. Thoda sochna chahiye na. You know the story of Shirdi Baba, na? A very rich man came from Bombay, you know, he was in great hurry like puppet, you know, because he loves hari, vari and curry, both. So he came and told Baba that, Baba, I have come by a special, you know, limousine. During those days, it was a carriage, horse carriage, which was that time of limousine. He said, Baba, jaldi karo, mere ko Brahman gyan de do. Baba said, baito, 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 idhar pehle baito, kucho. Usko bithaya. And then Baba wanted, Baba knew, I mean, Satchitananda Sainath Maharaj, what is hidden from him? He called Sama and he said, go to Bhajama and say that Baba needs 5 rupees. Baba selected the time and place when Bhajama is not there. He came back and said, Baba, amma to hai nahi. Achha, is nahi hai, toh Nandu Marwadi ke paas mein jao na. Wo toh baniya hai na. Usse baad paisa hoga, 5 rupees leke aao. 5 rupees during those days, for the benefit of my younger brothers, it was a lot of money. Nowadays, I don't think you get 5 rupees idli also. If you get it, you are very lucky. So he came back, you know, with a long face and he said, Baba, Nandu Marwadi bhi nahi hai. This guy was getting impatient, you know, like puppet. He said, Baba, jaldi karo, mere ko jaane ke, mere ko Brahman gyan chahiye. Baba said, tum bevkuf aadmi hai. In your pocket you have got 200 rupees, I am looking for 5 rupees for last half an hour, and you are not ready to give me 5 rupees, and you want me to give you Brahman gyan. Huh? Get lost. Bhagya hai dalde. This is exactly what we are doing here. Baba daya karo, krupa karo, bhala karo, raksha karo. Kya mufat mein milte hai kya sab kuch? You don't work for it. You don't do sadhana. And you expect him to give it to you just like that. Is that so simple? Then I think heaven, there wouldn't have been any vacancy. By now it should be full. But I'm told there is a lot of vacancies there now. Because he himself said, I'm looking for a true devotee. Let's go back. I'm not going to leave this subject, huh? So don't be in a hurry. Time bahut hai. Zindagi bahut kam hai. Yaad rakhna. Insaan ke paas zindagi bahut kam hai. Baba ne mujhe bahut pyaar se sikhaya. Puppet, pehle jeena sikho. Jab zindagi jiyoge na sai ke saath, fir brahmanandam, paramanandam, nityanandam, akhandanandam, atmanandam, adbhutanandam, ashyaryanandam, turyanandam, yoganandam, sachidanandam, and now satyanandam. Then you will know what is anandam. Brother Narayan, Ved Narayan was today reciting anandam, 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 devanandam, isn't it? Let's go back to the main subject. Loyalty. Intensity. Am I loyal to my master in his name and form? Or is it divided? Am I loyal to this place, his dhamma, where he sanctified this place? We are very grateful to Mother Ishwar Amma. That's why I always pray in the morning. Om Sri Sai Ishwar Amma Devyai Namo Namaha. Om Sri Ma Bhagavati Shri Shardamaya Namo Namaha. Om Sri Bhagwan Sri Ram Krishna Paramahansa Devaya Namo Namaha, who taught us how to live with living God. Huh? You can't climb the terrace of a building or a roof without the ladder. There are steps. Bhagwan, out of his infinite mercy, made it very simple, because he is, God is very simple, puppet is very complex. That's what Swami told me once. He's a puppet. I am very simple, you are very complex. At night time, you think you are sleeping. Daytime your mind is working 100%. At night time it is working 200%. Because the money which you made during daytime, you are invested and reinvested and unearned money. And now you are thinking how to reinvest that money again. Anyway, so our loyalty to this place, Dhamma, our loyalty to his parivar, which is whole world, not world. Professor Kasturi Garu of revered memory, when he mentioned in one of the divine discourses in Dharmakshetra, when he was translating, he used the word world. Huh? Swami immediately stopped him and said, hey, stop it, say universe. World is a very small thing. So, Nama, Rupa, Dhamma, Parivara, the final thing, the fourth one, most important, most significant. His teaching. Swami once very beautifully told me, Sikshak Shiksha Dega. An ordinary teacher will only teach you. Sikshak Shiksha Dega. Acharya Disha Dega. Acharya will show you the way. Bangalore 120 miles. If you follow the road and if you follow the signpost, you will reach. But you got to travel. If you keep looking at the sign and sit there for 20 years, no, you won't reach Bangalore. Sikshak Shiksha Dega. Guru? Nahin. Acharya Disha Dega. Guru Mantra Dega. Bhagwan Satyasai Nath Sakshi Bhav Dega. Bhagwan, throughout his mission in this life, in Satyasai Avataram, has been an eternal witness. That is why Bhagwan, whenever a question was asked that, Baba, who really truly you are? And Brahmanandam Paramasukhadam Kevalam Jnanamurtim Dandvatitam Gagana Sadrasham Tattvamasya Adilaksham Ekam Nityam Vimala Achalam Sarvada Sakshi Bhutam Sai Natham Trigunarahitam Sadgurutam Namami Bhavatitam Trigunarahitam Sadgurutam Namami. He is our eternal witness. He is omnipresent, omniscient and omnipotent. There is no place where you can go and hide yourself. There is no place where you can avoid him. There is nothing that you can keep it a secret. This must be my understanding. If I have not understood these fundamental things, then I have no right to worship him. I am being very blunt today. Forget about saying that I am a devotee of Baba. I am not a devotee of Baba. If I am devoted to his Baba, then I should be devoted to his teaching. What was his teaching? Paropkaraya punyaya papaya parapidanam. Paropkara idam shariram. Love all, serve all. He did not say love all only whom you like. He did not say that serve all whenever you can. Did he say that? He said serve all. At all times. Swami once told me in the interview room that puppet, love all for my sake, because I love all. Because you have got likes and dislikes. His love is unconditional. His love is pure. He accepted the way puppet is. If his love is unconditional, his love is also unconditional. So love all for my sake. Serve all in my name. So there is no ego. There is no doership. There is no knowership. There is no donorship. There is no ownership. You are only a custodian. He gave you the time. One Swami told me in the interview. I was going back to London. He said, Papa, do you know one thing? That you are heavily in borrowing. So I looked at him and I said, Baba, kya hua? He said, you are living in borrowed time. Every breath is borrowed from me. You are living on borrowed energy. तुम जाके बकवास करता है कि आई डू माला, आई डू जपमाला, जपमाला, जपमाला. अरे हु गेव यू द स्ट्रेंथ टू होल्ड दैट रोजरी इन योर हैंड? विदाउट माई शक्ति यू कैन इवन होल्ड इट. कैन यू? एवरी अंश ऑफ एनर्जी दैट वी हैव इज हिज एनर्जी. एवरी रिसोर्सिस दैट वी हैव बिलोंग्स टू हिम. एवरी मोमेंट ऑफ टाइम दैट वी आर ब्रीदिंग एंड लिविंग इज हिज टाइम. अरे एक झटका देता है ना, डॉक्टर बोलता है 90% ब्लॉकेज है, जाने का टाइम होगा, छुट्टी करो. हाँ? नहीं नहीं, मेरा ग्रैंडसन आएगा, उसको देखेगा, उसको मैरिज करेगा, जाओ जाओ घर जाओ. स्वामी वंस वेरी ब्यूटीफुली सेड इन वन ऑफ द डिवाइन डिस्कोर्स, इज रिमाइंड मी, ही सेड यमा इज द ओनली फोटोग्राफर हु डज नॉट से स्माइल, ही ओनली क्लिक्स. छुट्टी करो. हियर वी यू नो वेद नारायण इज वेरी काइंड, ही सेड स्माइल. Yama doesn't do that. It's time to go, go. There is no extension. There is no such relief. There is no concession. It's not a shopping mall. Buy one and get one free, you know. So, brothers and sisters, let us be very understanding, you see. What does he want to teach us? I mean, did he give us some Brahmagnan to us? I remember once we were sitting in a group, you know, with Swami. And I said, Baba, your teaching is very simple. He said, yes, puppet, my teaching is simple because I am simple. You look at Baba's teaching. To refer Baba's teaching and to understand the teaching, you don't require any Oxford dictionary. He never used a word which required any explanation. His teaching was very simple. Follow the master, face the devil, fight till the end, and finish the game. सिंपल. क्या मुश्किल है? व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम? आई एम नॉट अंडरस्टूड इट. मे बी इन दिस लाइफ टाइम मे बी आई मे नॉट अंडरस्टैंड इट, बट आई एम प्रेइंग टू हिम एवरी डे. मतिश्चमे सुमतिश्चमे, दैट्स व्हाट वी से एवरी डे मॉर्निंग, दोज हू कम फॉर वेदम. टाइम किधर है इधर आने का? सोता है, खाना पीना सोना मरना. Brothers and sisters, let us become sincere. Let us become very sincere that this master has come here to teach us something. Did he lose any opportunity to teach us? I remember we were in Trai Vrindavan. Swami very graciously has allowed me to attend this session. That day Bhagavan was in a very gracious and very benevolent mood. So when he saw me sitting in, you know, in the Trai, he said, puppet, then he called me forward. He said, puppet, baat karo. So when I bowed down and I took his blessing, I asked Baba, I said, Baba, kya bolu? And Baba always, you must have seen many times that he used to give me the subject on the spot. He said, Sraddhavan labhate jnanam, bolo. Sraddhavan labhate jnanam. A man of faith achieves everything. Simple translation. Free translation. So I gave a very big talk about 1 hour on Sraddha. And when I sat down, Swami made me sit near his lotus feet and then he told the boys. He said, puppet pretends that he has got faith in me. Puppet pretends that he has got faith in me, but the real fact is that I have faith in him. You all believe that you have faith in Swami. I am telling you the truth today that Swami has got much more, million times more faith in you than what you propose. That is why we are all alive today. He has faith in us that my children will do my work, that they will become loyal to me, that they will become simple like me. One day we were discussing inside the inner room, you know, and Bhagavan was telling us always, unity, purity, divinity. That day Swami told me, a puppet, these are the first 3 steps. Once he also told me, onward, forward, upward, Godward, not outward but inward. That day he was in a different mood. He said, simplicity, humility, nobility, sincerity, honesty, loyalty, integrity, intensity, persistency, consistency, equanimity, unity, purity, divinity, and all this without publicity. No publicity. It is between me and my master. I don't have to wear Rudraksha Mala and tell somebody that I am a Shiva's Bhakta. और कैलाश में बहुत आदमी ऐसा बैठा हुआ है, यू आर नॉट वन ऑफ देम. When you show off like that, according to Bhagavan Ramakrishna Paramahansa Bhakta Deva, he said it is Rajasic Bhakti. It is said very beautifully said in Gospel of Ramakrishna Paramahansa Deva. Your bhakti should be Nishkam Bhakti. Your karma should be Nishkam Karma. Your jnana should be only one, that you and I are one. I remember once our boys were reciting mantra, Tameva Matascha Pita Tameva, Tameva Bandhuscha Saha Tameva, Tameva Vidya Dravinam Tameva, Tameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva. Swami stopped us. Swami said, kya time waste karta hai? Why did you say you and I are one? Simple. What are you trying to tell me? The understanding, the bottom line is that you and I are one. If you understand that, that's okay. Krishna was very happy when, in the second chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in the Sankhya Yoga, Arjuna said only one sentence, and that triggered off Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Raja Vidya, Raja Goya Yoga, Sannyasa Yoga, everything. And what did he say? Sistasteyam sadhimam tam prapannam. Hey Vasudev Krishna, I am your disciple, please accept me. Did I say that? When he came to give me darshan, my mind was dwelling only upon giving my letter. Baba letter lenga na? Baba padega na? Will he read it or not? After reading, he is going to go act on it or not? Let us grow up. Physical age is 70. Mental age is 5. Spiritually not yet born. And then you want to realize God. You are living in fool's paradise. Let us grow up. Let us understand this master. Nirgunam, nirakaram, niranjanam, nirlepam, nirdosham, nishitam, nirvikalpam. He assumed the form for you and me to give us joy of darshanam, sparshanam, sambhashanam, ashirvadam, prasadam and anugraham. We should be very grateful to him. And our gratitude can only be explained by loyalty, not by doing arti. Swami once told me, पपट तुम मेरे को आरती दिखाता है नैवेद्यम समर्पयामी आचमनम समर्पयामी सर्ववस्त समर्पयामी यू आर ओनली शोइंग इट टू मी यू आर नॉट गिविंग इट टू मी आई पुट द प्लेट देयर एंड विद इन 2 मिनट्स आई रिमूव इट बिकॉज यू आर वरीड द एंट्स विल कम एंड ईट इट यू डोंट बिलीव दैट स्वामी इज ईटिंग इट आवर फंडामेंटल फैलेसी इज दैट हम लोग आरती भी करते हैं ना शाम को डोंट गेट मी रॉन्ग नारायण 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 वी आर हरी टू गो जल्दी खत्म करो अरे द लॉर्ड ऑलमाइटी इज से एंड डू इट विद लव ना आई आस्क्ड वन डे वंस व्हेन आई वाज गोइंग बैक टू लंडन इन साई कुटीर वी ऑलवेज ऑन मंडे वी हैव मंडे शिव पूजा विच भगवान टॉट मी एंड दिस इज व्हाट वी हैव बीन प्रैक्टिसिंग विद साई लिंगम सर्व लिंगम दिव्य लिंगम पवित्र लिंगम भव्य लिंगम तेजस्वी लिंगम आत्मलिंगम ज्योतिर्लिंगम द स्वामी टोल्ड मी आई आस्क्ड स्वामी बाबा मेरे लिए क्या इंस्ट्रक्शन है व्हाट आर द इंस्ट्रक्शन फॉर मी व्हाट हाउ डू आई प्रोसीड फर्दर ही सेड वेरी ब्यूटीफुली इज अ पपट जो भी करेगा ना दिल से करो प्यार से करो मोहब्बत से करो वॉट एवर यू डू डू इट विथ लव विथ इंटेंसिटी विथ प्योरिटी विथ सिंसियरिटी लेट इट बी 1 मिनट प्रेयर इफ यू आर टायर्ड एंड यू आर नॉट इन ए मूड टू डू नाइट प्रेयर आई एम टेकिंग द लिबर्टी ऑफ सेइंग विद स्वामी द अप्रूवल यू डोंट हैव टू सिट एंड गो टू योर श्राइन एंड डू नाइट प्रेयर एंड हाफ ऑफ द टाइम यू आर योनिंग एंड यू आर इन स्लीप इट इज बेटर टू टेल हिम बाबा Good night, I'll see you tomorrow. That's prayer. That is prayer. At least you are honest to yourself. So brothers and sisters, let us become loyal to our master. We must also understand that there is no substitute for our mother. Zindagi mein maa sirf ek hi baar milti hai. And how fortunate we are that we met someone who is the mother of the entire universe. Yadevi sarva bhuteshu matru rupena samsita namastasyai namastasyai namastasyai. That's what we are reciting, isn't it? Prano devi saraswati vaje virva dhinivati dhinam vitrevatu chodetri sunitranam chetamtim sumatinam yagnam dade saraswati maho arnas saraswati prasyate yetu ketunam dio vishwa virajati. This is what we recite. And yet I don't understand. Either I don't understand or I refuse to understand. That is the problem. Half of the time I refuse to understand. Time nahi hai. I'm a very worldly man. I'm busy. I remember when Swami told me, Puppet is very busy. Puppet always says, Puppet is very busy. Busy, busy, busy doing nothing. And then Swami very beautifully smiled and he said, Sai is busy doing everything and yet he has got time for each one of you. Every moment he is busy looking after you and me and everyone, isn't it? I'm taking the liberty of sharing one of my personal experience. Please don't misunderstand because we are sitting in Sai family. And I'm saying in front of my beloved Baba. I had lunch with Swami once in Yajur Mandir. As you know, all Baba used to eat very little. I mean, he actually used to sanctify the food by only touching it. So within 2 minutes, the lunch was over, as we call it. Within 2 minutes, the table was cleared. And while we were still eating, Bhagwan was already reading your letters. He was going through the files. Because his teaching was, time wasted is life wasted. Every second he was working for us. Every second he is working with us. Swami once told me, God is not working for you, puppet. Remember that. Write down in your diaries, brothers and sisters, tonight. God is not working for you. God is working with you. He is not a passive partner. He is an active partner. Baba is here and now and is working with us. If I don't understand, it is my problem and it is the vision fault of my own. That is why finally, just before I conclude puppet show and then we have the time for the final worship, the prayer session, I would like to tell what Swami told me once very beautifully. He said, puppet, the royal road is very simple. There is no traffic jam. There is no congestion. And then he smiled and he said, first purify your vision. Yatha drashti, tatha srushti. First purify your vision. Second, sanctify your intention. Third, clarify your thoughts. Fourth, verify your action. You verify your action on the parameter which he himself has laid down. Satya, dharma, shanti, prem, ahimsa. If either of your action is not meeting those parameters, don't do it. Just keep quiet. So first he said, purify your vision. Second, sanctify your intention. Third, clarify your thoughts. Fourth, verify your action. Next, very important, solidify your sadhana. Make it very persistent, consistent and intense. And finally, simplify your life. He used to tell us very lovingly, less luggage, more comfort. So brothers and sisters, I thought that I will share this with you. Let us be very clear about our own concept of loyalty and practice it. Number one, let us not find substitute. Let us believe in our loyalty with our own conviction and swanubhav, atmanubhav. If somebody says that I will take you to the heaven, good luck to him. I will tell him first you go there and tell me how is it. I remember it was afternoon time. Bhagwan was sitting here at this very place in Portico. There was no function, you know. There was no Dashera or Shivratri. Swami just came in. I think it was about 3:30, 3:40. He was standing near that lion, the same lion who is sitting there now, standing there. Bhagwan was just standing there and he called me. He said, Puppet, baat karo. Puppet, baat karo. So with Bhagwan's divine grace and with his compassion, puppet is only, I'm only a mouthpiece. The actual speaker is his. If you all think that I'm speaking, there is another fault that you are having. So when I bowed down to him and I asked him, I said, Baba, what shall I speak today? You know what he said? Bolo, my Baba is enough for me. Brothers and sisters, Swami gave me the subject, my Baba is enough for me. Do we believe that my Baba is enough for me? If I believe that my Baba is enough for me, then I do not have to have any other alternative and any intermediaries. He has said it umpteen number of times, ni Radhai Nivasi, ni Sarvardai Nivasi. Then my connection is with him is heart to heart. If I can talk to him without charging my battery, without paying the telephone bill, that's why one day he told me, Puppet, morning time, Brahma Murad, lines are free. You know, network is working. And lines are also free. There are no charges. So contact me at that time. But Puppet, morning time, kida time hai, sota hai. Puppet told me once, Puppet, I call you always, but your line is engaged. You are engaged with the world. The line is engaged, what can I do? Our line is engaged. We are engaged in our personal thing, in material things, with hurry, worry and curry. Where is the time for God, you know? So, we must understand that we must be loyal to Him. That there is no justification, there is no question of having any intermediary. Our relationship is with Baba, is our heart to heart. You do not even have to dial. You simply have to close your eyes only for 1 second and say three omkar with innermost thought. And you are connected. And when you say, when you say, Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityama Amritam Gamaya, you are connected. And when you say Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu, Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu, call is over. Baat ho gaya. Baat khatam ho gaya. The file is closed. There is no need to do any more further sadhana, there is no need to do any more prayer. I am taking the liberty of saying that. In Brahma Murat, you just simply get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and say, Baba, I love you, I need you, I love you, I need you. That's enough. I do not require Lord Indra to come and tell me that he will convey my message to Lord Mahavishnu. I would rather tell him that, sir, you go and look after your seat, because Ramana is after that. Brothers and sisters, I think it is time for worship. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. It will be also time for Bhagwan's Mangal Arati. Sarva vastu samarpayami to Sarveshwara. Sachidananda swarupa. Sarva antaryami swarupa. Satya dharma shanti prema swarupa avatara. Satyam shivam sundaram avatara. Sarva devata avatara. Sarva shakti swarupa avatara. Sarva mantra tantra yantra swarupa avatara. Shiva Shakti Swarupa Avatara. Sadguru, Devaguru, Jagadguru. Sri Sachidananda Swarup Sri Sainath Maharaja hai. Bhagavan Sri Satya Sainatha hai. Iti Sri Shaniware, Sandhyavandan Samaye, Arti Nimitte, Prashanti Nilayam Madhye, Savinay, Saprem, Sakudumba Sahit, Prema Purvak, Hriday Purvak, Bhakti Purvak, Shraddha Purvak, Koti Koti Sashtang Danvat Namaskaram Samarpayami. Jai Bolo Bhagwan Si Satya Sai Babaji Ki. Jai Bolo Bhagwan Si Satya Sai Babaji Ki. Jai Bolo Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Babaji Ki. Jai Sai Ram.
Kripala. Shirdi ke Sai, Barki ke Baba.
Madhura, madhura hai gaana
shanti, shanti.
Jai bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji ki jai.
Om Shri Sai Ram. With the divine blessings of our most beloved Bhagwan, the doctors and staff members of the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Prashanthi Nilayam, will be celebrating tomorrow the 59th anniversary of the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital. Tomorrow being Sunday, the evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 4 p.m. with Bhagwan's Divya Darshan, followed by Veda chanting, which starts at 4:30. At 5 p.m., the doctors and staff members of the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital will be offering a musical presentation titled Samarpan at the Divine Lotus Feet of their Jagatguru. The program comprises devotional songs and bhajans interspersed with narration and slokas. The evening program will conclude with bhajan and mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba Vari Divya Anugraha Asirvadamulato Shri Satya Sai General Hospital Prashanthi Nilayam Yandu Sevalandistuna Vaidyulu Mariyu Vaidya Sibbandi రేపు స్వామివారి సమక్షములో 59వ వార్షికోత్సవాన్ని జరుపుకోనున్నారు. ఈ సందర్భంలో రేపు సాయంత్రం నిత్యవేద పారాయణం అనంతరం 5 గంటలకు సాయి కుల్లన్ సభా మండపంలో తమ హృదయ అనుభూతులు వ్యక్తం చేస్తూ కృతజ్ఞతాపూర్వకంగా సమర్పణ్ అనే సంగీత కార్యక్రమాన్ని ఆ వైద్యనాథ చరణారవిందముల చెంత భక్తితో సమర్పిస్తారు. ఈ సమర్పణ్ అనే కార్యక్రమం భక్తిగీత శ్లోకాలు, భజనలు, వివిధ వృత్తాంతములతో కూర్పబడినది. రేపు సాయంత్ర కార్యక్రమం భజన మరియు మంగళహారతితో ముగియును. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. ఆదివారం సందర్భంగా రేపు సాయంత్రం 4 గంటల నుండి 4:30 వరకు సాయి కులన్ సభా మండపంలో స్వామివారి ప్రత్యేక దర్శనం కల్పించబడినది. ఈ అవకాశాన్ని భక్తులంతా సద్వినియోగం చేసుకోవాలని ప్రార్థన. జై సాయిరాం.